Welcome to JGL Law for You. This podcast is sponsored by Joseph Greenwald and Lake, a suburban Maryland law firm that has been representing clients throughout the D.C. metropolitan area and across the country for close to 50 years. JGL Law for You is a podcast by lawyers, but not for lawyers only. On JGL Law for You, we will bring you up close and personal with our lawyers and some special guests who will be discussing how to navigate the many legal processes, developments in the law, other current events, and how they may affect you, your family, or your business. Today, we have one of those special guests that I talked about, local DC area serial entrepreneur and CEO of several private and public companies. My good friend Rick Rudman is here. Rick's latest venture is a company called Curbio. We talked a little bit about Curbio last time Rick was here. It is now one of the fastest growing real estate and home improvement companies in the country. And locally, the Washington Business Journal recently listed Curbio as the second fastest growing company in the DC metro area. Rick, welcome aboard. Time number two.
Thank you. Very excited to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. And I'm not going to quote that old Robert Duvall line, you know, from the movie, you know what second place is, right? Okay. We'll skip it. That's not true in business. I know. And it wasn't true for Leonardo DiCaprio in the movie. For those of you who don't know any, have any idea what I'm talking about, send me a message and I'll fill you in on that movie. But I want to talk, let's go back, and I don't want to rehash what we talked about first time, but let's lay the groundwork a little bit so that people know who you are, what you're doing, and then I want to dig down a little bit into things. So tell folks again, what does Curbio do and why is it so successful at this point in 2021?
Sure. Well, so for homeowners, we like to call consumers or our customers, for homeowners, it's really simple. When you're going to sell your home, everybody knows that, you know, you need to kind of get it ready for market. If you fix it up and make it look good, it's going to sell quickly and for the most money. I mean, everybody knows that. That's what Curbio does, with the added twist that we don't get paid until the home sells. So we actually come in, we're experts at what we call pre-sale home improvement. So we can help the homeowner and their agent figure out exactly what they should do to the home. There's certain things you want to do, and there's certain things you don't want to do because you're not going to get a return on that investment. And we've done over 1,000 of these projects now, and we have a really good idea of what work gets the best return and which doesn't. And so we come in, we do that. And again, we wait until the home sells to get paid. So there's no cash out of pocket for the homeowner. And we're price competitive with a standard general contractor. So it's really a new way. It's a new way of getting homes ready for market. That's what we do. It's pretty straightforward.
Why would somebody come to you? Let's say they're on a thin margin, you know, in terms of the value of their house and what they hope to get for it versus what they owe on the mortgage. You know, we've all, those of us who've bought and sold houses, talked to real estate agents, you know, change the carpet, paint the walls, and then go your merry way. Why should someone jump in with 2 feet with you guys and go, you know, take an additional step?
Sure. So, well, we're no different than any other contractor in that regard. We have no project minimum. So this doesn't have to be a whole home renovation. But even in this scenario you talk about, look, every homeowner wants to walk away with as much cash as possible. And maybe there's not a lot of net equity in the home, but still, You want to do the things that are going to make the home sell for the highest possible price. And certainly you want to do anything that's going to return a profit. So in some cases, it may just be doing some painting in the house and, you know, spend $500 or $600 on landscaping to make the place look beautiful. And guess what? You'll get that money back plus more. Our average homeowner gets back 170% return on whatever they spend with us to get their home ready for market. So whether they spend $3,000 just doing some repair work and a deep cleaning, or they go all the way, and if they have a home that has bathrooms and kitchens from the 90s, again, there's an opportunity if they want to refresh those bathrooms and actually make a lot more money when they sell their home. So this is not this is not work to build a dream kitchen or make the home look the way you want it to look as a homeowner. These are investments that will return profit when the home sells.
170%. So the average person that works with you who invests is there a minimum amount that someone would have to spend?
You know, last time I was on the show, I believe we did have a minimum and we focused more on slightly bigger home improvement jobs, but now we've eliminated our minimum. And the reason we've done that is not just for the homeowner, but our real client in many ways is the real estate agent. Mm-hmm. I mean, we want to do a great job for the homeowner. They're going to make money, but we're probably not going to see them again because unless they're selling another home, you know, in the next few years, the real estate agent, however, you know, we're going to hopefully be doing a project with them every month. By the way, this is a benefit to the homeowner as well, because of this relationship with the real estate agent, you know, we're sure to take care of their clients because, again, we want that real estate agent to use us over and over again. But in keeping with serving the real estate agent, because of demand, we now do not only home improvements, but we'll also do the home inspection repair work.
Right. Interesting.
So there really is no minimum now. And if somebody wants us to come in and do a couple $1,000s worth of work, that's all the home needs to get ready for market, we're happy to do that, or all the way up to a much bigger home improvement project.
All right, so the lawyer in me, of course, wants to know how are you protected? I mean, you know, I'm assuming that there's got to be some risk here. You know, I want to sell my house, but it's in an area where houses are difficult to sell. You've dropped in, you know, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 worth of improvements. Now you're holding the paper on that. What do you do to protect yourself legally, if anything?
Well, if you were our attorney, you might not like this answer, but but the customers and the real estate agents will like it a lot. So this is another kind of pivot that the company did in, you know, probably the last time again I was on the show. At that time, we were taking a deed of trust on the property.
Right.
We no longer do that. And the reason that we no longer do it is that we get paid historically in 98% or more of the homes. So in other words, like any business, we may have 2% of bad debt. But for the most part, customers pay us. We go in, we do our home improvement work, they sell the home, we get paid. And because of that, we drop the whole deed of trust. We just now have a very simple contractor's agreement, like you would sign with any contractor that comes out to do work. Because we're the general contractor and because the homeowner's planning to sell their home, there's a little bit more protection for us. You know, if push comes to shove, we could always file a mechanics lien if somebody mm-hmm. for some reason said they weren't going to pay us. But it's very, very rare that we even need to do that. So, you know, in summary, there's nothing complicated here for the homeowner or the agent. You hire us like any other contractor. We are about the same price. We come in and do the work. We get paid at closing. So there's really not a lot of good reasons not to use us if you're selling your home.
Let's talk about the relationship with the agents for a second. What strikes me as you're talking is, you know, why not develop a brokerage too? Why not bring agents in-house? And then you're not shopping yourself. I guess you still could be, but then you're not looking necessarily outside. Plus, you're keeping it's a one-stop shop, so to speak. Any thoughts in terms of down the road doing something like that?
It's a great question. And the real estate agents will like my answer here. So the answer is, you know, there's 6 million homes sold every year in the U.S. And there's over 1 million active real estate agents, mm-hmm. right? And so we would rather partner with those agents and just focus on being great at what we do, which is fixing up homes for market, and let them be great at what they do, which is buying and selling homes. We really don't want to start competing with them, you know, and then forcing real estate agents to make a decision if they want to use the home improvement company that's also competing with them. Other companies have done this, companies like Zillow, mm-hmm. who start out as one thing and then they become a real estate brokerage. And, you know, real estate agents understandably do not like that at all. So we are all in on partnering with real estate agents. We don't envision any kind of scenario where we're not there to help them buy and sell homes. And again, we're going to kind of stick to what we do best and let them stick to what they do best.
And what's the difference? I mean, again, talking about fix-ups and getting things done, it can be a real pain in the neck. Well, since we're going to be on the air, we'll stay with neck and not move lower to the average person who's trying to, you know, work and take care of kids and now got to keep the house clean or whatever it is. How is the process in working with you easier or different than, you know, me hiring a carpenter to do this, a painter to do that, or whatever the case may be?
Sure. Another great question. It's very different. And I didn't hit this up front because, again, I think the key message for homeowners, you know, is we're going to get your home fixed up. You're going to sell it for more money and you're going to pay us at closing. But there is another really big difference between Curbio and really the rest of the home improvement world, right? And that is, you know, my background and that of a lot of the executives at the company is in the software world. Mm-hmm. And so we have modernized the home improvement process completely. In fact, one of the reasons we kind of came into this space was because home improvement overall, and as you said, anybody who's ever done any of it knows, is just one of the most frustrating, archaic, you know, labor-intensive processes. You never know what's going on. You never know who's showing up. You never know who's not showing up. You're potentially coordinating work. Yeah, it's a heavy lift and very frustrating, especially if you're selling a home. You're already under a lot of pressure. You know, there's only two or three life events that are the most stressful in your life. I know you know about one of them being in the line of work you're in, but the other is selling a home.
So, when you say modernize the process, what do you mean by that? So, how have you modernized the home improvement? I mean, it's still hammers and nails and paintbrushes and everything else. So what have you done to modernize the home improvement?
It's a great question.
You knew that was coming.
And you're right. I mean, we still haven't figured out. We have not modernized yet swinging a hammer, although they do now have robots that hang drywall, but we're not there yet.
No kidding.
Yeah, they do. But what we've done is really more on the upfront process and the project management. So on the upfront process, as an example, instead of a general contractor coming out and meeting with you, then he comes back out and takes measurements, then the carpet guy takes measurements, then the painter comes in, right? So you have this parade of people coming through your house. We don't do that. We send a camera tech who does a complete 3D immersive video of your home. So they're there for 30 minutes. After that, we use that video. We go online with the homeowner and the real estate agent, and we can do a full walkthrough in detail of the property while the homeowner and the agent are each sitting in their living room in their pajamas, and we do the walkthrough. We take all our measurements from the video, and then we use those measurements in that video to line up the subcontractors so nobody else has to come out to the house. And then we extend that all the way through to material selection. So the homeowner then goes, again, all through our app, just goes online and picks out the pictures of the things they want. Here's the vanity. Here's the mirror. Here's the lighting. And so we've just completely streamlined that whole process so that we can go from a first phone call to a contract in a few days. And nobody's driving around meeting at properties. Nobody's going up to Home Depot to look at what vanity they want to put in the house. That alone saves everybody a ton of time. And then the next piece of it is really the project management piece. So again, on a simple app that you can pull up on your phone or a laptop or wherever you might be, we show you exactly what the schedule is. We tell you who's coming to the home when. We show you a picture of who's coming in. It's like, hey, Bill's coming on Tuesday at 10 to do the plumbing work. And we manage the entire project from beginning to end. So Curbio not only pays for everything at the end, we're the licensed general contractor and project manager. We do assemble all the subcontractors, but they really work for Curbio. And so the client and the real estate agent have a single point of contact. They don't have to mess with any of the scheduling. and they can watch it all happen with pictures and videos right on mm-hmm. their phone if they want.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you talk about a 3D photo with this photo tech, for those of us, you know, who are, especially during the pandemic, spent time watching all those shows on Discovery Channel, I imagine you're talking something like what they show, you know, on the Property Brothers, where the house is going to be, the walls are going to get moved, or this is what this is going to look like, and that's going to look like, right? I mean, visually, yeah. For people who are listening, is that sort of what you're talking about?
That's sort of what I'm talking about. Or if you go up nowadays and go to any real estate site, right, most of them will now have, this is probably even more accurate, most of them will now have walkthrough videos uh-huh. where you can actually walk through the home. And the difference there is you're actually seeing the home, which is what we do. A lot of the HGTV stuff is more kind of 3D futuristic of what the home will look like. It's, right. it's a model, which we do as well, but we also do more of these walkthrough videos that actually shows you the property. So our 3D videos, yes, to give kind of the people that are listening an idea, you can actually kind of walk through the home and go very close to, for example, a wall, and you can see exactly what it looks like and how good the paint job is on it. So, you know, it's really cool. And I guess in some ways the pandemic has probably helped, you know, at least get the world a lot more comfortable with doing more and more things online. Now, we started doing this really when we started the company. So we've been doing it for a while, but we have noticed a much, you know, kind of an easier adoption, if you will, by homeowners that now get that, yeah, we do a lot of stuff online over Zoom or mm-hmm. using videos and pictures. So
imagine us.
It works really well, and it's simple. And everybody loves it because it just saves a lot of time.
The involvement of the agent in that selection process, I imagine, has got to be helpful too. Because I might like the black countertops, but that might not be what the majority of people who are looking at the house might like. So having an agent's input or being part of that planning process, I assume, is a helpful tool for you and the sellers.
Completely. And again, everybody can do it together online. Nobody's trying to schedule meetings to get by the property or to have people carting in some sample, you know, that everybody's going to try to look at. I mean, those are the things that cause frustration and delays in these projects. And again, when everything is online and available for anybody, wherever they are, let me tell you, the real estate agents love it because you're right. They can provide input, right? And by the way, our standard answer that we give or the real estate agents give to homeowners is when the homeowner says, well, I really like my purple wall, right? The standard response is, do you want the purple wall or do you want more money for your house when you sell it? Right. And usually at that point, the homeowner says, yeah, just tell me what to do to the property. I'll do it.
So long to the purple wall.
Exactly. So, but the agents love it because they don't have to run by the house or run by Home Depot. They could literally go on their iPhone. You know, agents are on the move all the time and they can participate in saying, yes, we want to use the white vanity with the gray top and we want to paint the walls in a neutral color. So it does really work out well.
And can any agent, regardless of who they're working with, brokerage firm or otherwise, call you and work with you directly, or do you only work with certain firms?
No, we will work. Any real estate agent can use us. You do bring up something very interesting. While Curbio started this whole pay at closing trend, really, you know, when we launched in early 2018, this is becoming, there are a number of brokerages out there that now offer that will now pay your bills, so to speak, and let you pay them back at closing. So one, this is becoming a standard for all real estate transactions. Pretty soon, if you're a real estate agent and you can't offer your client the ability to get their home fixed up and pay at closing, you're going to be at a real disadvantage out there. And so, you know, we offer any real estate agent the ability to kind of flip on this offering for their clients. But more importantly, the other brokerages that offer to pay your bills for you is really just more of a financing tool. In other words, they got the pay at closing part, but no other brokerage actually does what we do, which is become the general contractor and project manager and use technology to get the home improvement work done quickly, right? And you really need both to get to a great solution.
I mean, in the old days, and old days still exist, is you know, I'm assuming, you know, agent comes in, sees some work that needs to be done. The deck needs to be redone. Yep. The homeowner doesn't have the money to do the deck, but the agent knows a handyman who will come and do the deck and then kind of wait for his or her money sometimes. That's a catch-as-catch-can kind of scenario versus what you're talking about, which is we'll do what needs to be done.
Exactly. And you're right. Those do exist, and they have for a while. You know, the problem with that is it's just not scalable.
Right.
And if you're a real estate agent, you never quite know who you'll be able to get and if they'll be able to do the work and if they'll wait for payment. And by the way, we've seen plenty of scenarios where the deck guy will say, look, I'll wait till you sell the home to get paid. And then 45 days after his work is done, he comes knocking on the door. He's like, hey, I need to get paid. And, you know, I didn't know it would take this long to sell the home. So, yeah, right. It's a little bit, it can work. But again, it's not consistent and it's not scalable where we do this on every project.
All right. So I also noticed from looking at your website that you now have in-house counsel there at Curbio.
We do.
Tell us about the connections, the involvement on the legal and the lawyering side. After all, we are a law firm. So I'm curious to know, you know, what do you need in-house counsel for if there's never any problems other than one sheet of paper? And what's the nature of your dealings, generally speaking, on the legal side?
Yeah. So we do have a general counsel. Keep in mind, in addition to the nature of the work that we do, I mean, we're a growth company. Right. So any attorneys that are out there that kind of listen in, right? I mean, we're raising venture capital and we have office leases and we have HR. We now have, you know, about 110 employees. So like any company, we have general legal needs and our general counsel takes care of those. And then specifically on the real estate side, there's a lot of additional kind of legal work that we just found would be more cost effective to kind of do internally. Again, we have our sales contracts. And again, if you have any attorneys that happen to work in or around construction or home improvement, they will know, you know, there's specific things that have to go into sales contracts for home improvement companies. And it varies by state. We're now in 15 states. So we have many different variations of contracts. We deal with subcontractors, so we have to deal with master sub agreements. So there's a lot of work that has nothing to do with running into trouble, you know, kind of with our homeowners. Now, on occasion, we will have some of that as well. We might have a homeowner on very rare occasion that runs into financial difficulties or even declares bankruptcy, mm-hmm. and we have to get paid for the work that we've done, or you know, they decide for whatever reason that they don't want to sell their home anymore. And we have to figure out how we're going to get paid for our work. So that category is probably the minority of the work for our general counsel. Sure. But that's why we have a general counsel. And that's the type of legal dealings that we get involved in. By the way, we are always looking for specialists in the states. So again, to the extent there's any listeners out there that are interested, you know, we will typically use outside counsel as well if it has to do with really understanding any specific rules related to contracting or licensing or permitting in a particular jurisdiction.
Now you said you're now in 15 states. So aside from Maryland, the district in Virginia, and I'm not asking you to give you a whole checklist, but give these folks an idea where else you're operating.
If you think of the kind of the 25 largest cities in the U.S., that's where you're going to find us. So we're in four cities in California. We're in Seattle, Washington. We're in Atlanta, Georgia. We're in Chicago, Illinois. We're in Texas in the four cities there. We're in Boston, Massachusetts. We're in Philadelphia. So, yeah, it's pretty much if you track the larger cities in the U.S., those are the states you'll find us in.
Now, how has the supply chain issues that the country's facing affected you, right? I mean, when you get brought into a deal, I'm assuming you have a limited amount of time to do what you got to do because you got to get that house up on the market. Yes. We all know if we've read papers or look at the news that there's, you know, how many thousands of cargo ships sitting off the coast of Los Angeles and we can't get goods into the country and can't get them across the country. So how does that affect you, your timeline, what you can safely tell either the agents or your customers that you can do on a timely basis?
Yeah, you really just hit on what's very special about what we do as a company. So again, because we're in the business of getting homes to market, right? The company was built from day one to make sure we could move very quickly for materials and labor. And part of that means that the product catalog that we've built, right? So to every project, we have a product catalog that, as we discussed, that the homeowner and the agent will select materials from. Well, we made sure from day one that we were going to use materials that are readily available, that are very easy to get a hold of, that are mostly in stock in large quantities around the country. And so having set that up ahead of time, that's really served us well through some of these shortages. You know, we're not going out trying to buy materials that the homeowner has decided they want to get, right? And again, this is part of the magic of what's worked. So we've had no supply chain issues. The stuff that we recommend and install in the homes that make the homes look great, make them sell well, are also materials that are readily available. So the flooring, for example, that we recommend is already in stock in huge quantities at various locations around the country by vendors that we work with that are ready to install the floors for us.
Got it. So it makes it easier for you. No, someone's not going to look at your catalog and say they want orange marble floors because it's just not going to be there. It's not going to sell.
Exactly.
But if it's okay. All right. Exactly. So, when we talked last time, and you know me, I'm a researcher and I like to read. You made a few predictions, and this was earlier in the pandemic. I don't know if you remember what they were, but I'm going to remind you, and I want you to talk a little bit about that and if those have actually come to fruition. The first is you expected there to be a washover of foreclosures or a significant rise in foreclosures in many areas. Has that come to pass now that we're at least, I like to say we at least can see the light at the end of this pandemic? So where are we in that regard, A, and B, how has that affected your business?
Yeah. So I think, I would say so far it has not come to fruition. What I didn't realize, and which I think is a great policy, but what I didn't realize is that the government would step in and say, hey, no foreclosures during COVID. So that has stayed what would have been, I think, what I was expecting to see. And, you know, and I think that's great. But it also, having done research, you probably know that I think as that goes away, there is an expectation that there's probably a lot of pent up foreclosures that are going to be happening, unfortunately, for people that can no longer afford to be in their homes. So I still think that is something that we're going to see coming. How it affects us, you know, it probably doesn't have a big impact on us. In fact, we do a lot of work for homeowners that can't afford their homes any longer. Doesn't mean they don't have some equity in their home, right? They just can't afford the payments on it. Maybe they lost their job. And it actually, right, and what their answer is they need to sell their home. And they're going to sell their home, and they're going to pay off their mortgage and get their net equity out of it. Those are the people that actually like to have us come in and fix a home up so it does sell for the most money, and they get the most equity out of it when they need to. And we're happy to do that. You know, we don't do an income check or a credit check. We rely solely on the equity in the home. So if they've got, you know, 30 or 40 grand of net equity, that's fine. We'll come in and we'll do our project. We'll increase that value and profit for them, and they'll pay us off at closing. So it works just as well.
Do you have any interface at all with banks during any of these processes?
We have not. That's an area we have not gotten into that I think we potentially could, both to help homeowners avoid losing their home and not making any money, but also, as you know, the banks now own, when they do foreclose, they own tens of thousands of homes that they have to figure out how to you know, resell.
Right.
But just have not gotten into that yet, only because I think the demand from real estate agents and traditional home sellers has been so large.
I mean, I assume sooner or later when sadly banks either start forcing short sales or foreclosures or as you said, people just need to get out for one reason or another, they're going to start looking to not just to get their loan pay, but also potentially get more out of it rather than, you know, the historically a bank who's got a $200,000 mortgage, they just want to get the nut covered and
exactly.
Move on.
Yeah. Exactly.
Interesting. So
that could be an opportunity. You know, the thing we've seen, again, one of the reasons we've just not gotten into that is our desire to be kind of the partner for the real estate agent. And what we have gotten into beyond home sellers, right, which is our home buyers, which is kind of interesting. The real estate agents, now, and for home buyers, what I thought was interesting is there is no pay at closing model, right? They bought the home. And real estate agents came in and said, hey, can you help my buyer? And I said, well, there's no pay at closing. And they said, that's okay. They don't care about that. What they care about is they're buying a home and they would love it if you could get in and just kind of spruce up some stuff sometime between settlement and when the moving trucks arrive. Mm-hmm. And again, because our model is built on speed, it became a perfect fit for us. And so agents love it because now when they're out showing homes, and the homeowner says, hey, I really want something that's kind of move-in ready. I don't want to mess with it. The agents can say, you know what? I get that. Let me just show you a few that are close to that. But don't worry, because Curbio can come in and they'll do the last bit of painting and flooring and whatever you want, new countertops. They can get all that done before you move in. And now I can show you 6 homes instead of 3.
That was where I was going next, which is the people who are buying and coming in. Everybody, most everybody, likes new stuff, right?
Yes.
And many people are buying homes that are not new, whether they're 20, 30, 40, 50 or more years or more older. And so what you're suggesting is that if I found my little rancher, you know, that was built in 1946 with a kitchen that looks like it's from 1946 and I'm closing tomorrow, but I'm not moving in for a month or two because my kids are in school, whatever the case may be, that's a situation where either through the agent or directly with you, I could bring you in and you can renovate do my work that I want done before I even have to be in there so the dog doesn't get put out and the kids aren't worried about stepping on nails.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, and we're one of the few companies that can actually schedule the work so that we can start the day of closing. And by the way, although there is no pay at closing, we do also offer financing for home buyers. And we actually have some really, I was surprised actually when we partnered with some debt providers, our ability to offer construction loans basically that start at 4% and can be a 20-year loan. And it's not tied to, it's not a home equity loan. It's not tied to any of the, it's not a long process to get approved. You can get approved literally in about 5 minutes for a loan potentially up to $100,000 at 4% to do that type of move-in work. So
it's basically a commercial loan that without a recording of a second deed of trust on the property.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And where do you see Curbio going in the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years?
You know, I think we just want to keep doing what we're doing. We will expand. We're in 25 cities today. In the next 2 years, we'll probably add another 15 cities. So, and we'll continue to grow until we're in about 75 cities coast to coast. But, you know, really, we just want to stay focused on helping homeowners and real estate agents get homes ready for sale, get homes ready for move-in, and do the home inspection work to bridge the buying and selling transaction.
Very neat. One place I forgot to ask you about, and that's when it comes to the elderly. And I just want to ask you quickly.
Yep.
You know, so for lawyers out there who do estate planning work or work with folks, either as they look to downsize or in cases where a parent or grandparent has passed and they need to get a house moving, work needs to be done in the house. Can those folks contact you directly or do they have to go through an agent or someone else? If I want to sell old Uncle Joe's house and, you know, and the doors are falling off the cabinets in the kitchen and there's holes in the tile, do I have to have my agent reach out or can I call you? Or if I'm a lawyer that's working to probate that estate, can I call you?
Sure. So we do require that the homes we work on be sold by a real estate agent. And part of that is because it's a team effort. We're relying on a real estate agent to let us and the homeowner know what they think the home is going to sell for, right? And to weigh in on the value that our improvements are going to make. Legally, we can't tell a homeowner what their home's going to sell for. You know, only a real estate agent can do that. So we rely on them being part of the team. So we won't take phone calls directly from consumers, or if we do, we'll tell them to have their agent call us. I mean, we're happy to talk to lawyers that are doing probate and other types of work, as long as at some point a real estate agent's going to get involved to sell the property. And we work with plenty of lawyers that are, you know, where there was a trust involved, or, you know, somebody has passed away, or somebody else has the legal right to sell the home. So mm-hmm. we do that all the time. By the way, one other thing that's to note is, not only can they pay for the home improvement at the end, we will cover any other costs related to the move, and we'll allow the homeowner to pay for that at the end. So in the case of elderly, for example, they can actually, if they need temporary housing of some kind, or they need to cover the cost to bridge their way into their wherever they're going to, we'll pay those bills and get that back at closing as well. You know, the elderly are often the people that have the most equity in their home. They may not even have a mortgage anymore on their property. And so they have plenty of equity. It becomes it makes everything just really easy and simple for that scenario where everything can just be paid. And then we'll just get our check at closing when the home is sold.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Thanks so much for joining us today, Rick, as always. Folks out there, if they want to get hold of you, be them lawyers, agents, or anyone else for that matter, what's the best way to find out more about Curbio and what you do?
I think probably just heading to our website is the best thing to do, which is, you know, www.curbio.com. And there's other ways through that website they can get in touch with us by phone and email or whatever method is best for them.
And that's Curbio.
That's it.
I see you have a sweatshirt on, so I'm thinking that's the right spelling. All right, Rick, thanks again. And thanks to all of you for listening in. We hope you join us next time on our next episode. I'm David Bullitt, and this is JGL Law for You.